Welcome back to The Green on Delaware Public Media. I'm your host, Tom Byrne. Summer is a busy time at Clear Space Theater in Rehoboth Beach, with three big musical productions, a cabaret series, and weekly kids shows. In this edition of Arts Playlist, our Martin Matheny sits down with Joe Faller, Clear Space Theater Company's managing director, to learn more about their summer offerings.
So, a really busy summer at Clear Space Theater with three blockbuster musicals anchoring your offerings. Let's start with what's actually one of my favorite musicals, which is Rent.
Sure. So Rent is this iconic piece of musical theater that Jonathan Larson wrote in the 90s. It was really the first time that a rock musical directly addressed subject matter that was as contemporary and in some cases as intense as Larson was willing to embrace in the story. So the piece itself has a great lineage in that he was inspired by the story in La Boheme, the classic Italian opera. But what he tried to do was to take the idea of the lives of these young artists originally back in the 19th century and reconstitute them in a contemporary setting. And he looked at what it was like to be living in New York in the 90s as a young bohemian artist. And he saw so many potent and powerful parallels between the two. You know, the young woman who finds her way into someone's apartment, seeing if a young man can light her candle to help, you know, keep her warm because she can't pay for the power. They don't have heat, right? You get this beautiful, tragic, heartbreaking story of their love. But you also get the sort of the joyful and sort of powerful love story of what it means for the other character, who in the original opera La Boheme is Musetta, is this firebrand who is larger than life and this incredible, incredible performer who just wants her voice to be heard. You know, as she sings in Rent, she just wants people to take her for what she is. And what she is entirely unabashed, entirely unique in herself. And so you have these wonderful characters who are kind of almost archetypes that Jonathan Larson found sort of a new skin for in the 90s. And in the case of the characters in Rent, there are a number of characters in that story who are living with HIV/AIDS. What's beautiful about Rent, it's the first time that musical theater directly addressed the HIV/AIDS crisis that our country faced, you know, 30 and 40 years ago. And what Larson does so beautifully is he himself was someone who had HIV/AIDS and would ultimately pass from that at just around the same time that Rent would open to become a celebrated success on Broadway. There's such a level of humanity connected to what that struggle was like. But what's also beautiful is the piece is not about what it means to face a terrible illness. The piece is entirely about what it means to embrace being alive for the time that we have that privilege. So there's so many beautiful characters and sort of beautiful tensions that play in the piece, and such incredible music every step of the way.
And putting on a show like Rent is a big undertaking, and that's not the only big show you're doing. So I want to ask about Hairspray.
Sure. So just about all the artists that people will see in Rent will also appear in completely different roles in Hairspray. And Hairspray is this wonderful, fun, joyful, delicious musical. It's based on John Waters' sort of cult classic. It is set in Baltimore in the 60s, and it's about a wonderful, young, curvaceous young woman named Tracy Turnblatt, who just wants to dance on the Corny Collins show, you know, which is very much like your American Bandstand, right, of the era. But because of her shape, because of who she is, she doesn't think she's going to be able to ever have that opportunity. And when she does get that opportunity, the barriers that she's able to begin to break. And I think what's wonderful about the show, it's a show about being able to find yourself and to be fearless about knowing who you are, and that who you are exactly as you are meant to be is what matters.
And rounding out your trio of big main stage musicals is a story about one of my favorite songwriters. I was unfamiliar with the musical, the music of Carole King, and it's called Beautiful, and I'd like to hear more about the show.
It's very much the story of who Carole King was before we think of Carole King. Everyone thinks of Carole King starting in the early 70s as a singer-songwriter, but, you know, for 15 years prior, she was writing music that everyone else sung. whether it was, you know, the Shirelles, whether it was the Drifters. You know, the people don't realize, you know, that she wrote music like on Broadway and the Locomotion, right? That's also her music. It's not just "You Make Me Feel Like a Natural Woman" or, you know, "I Feel the Earth Move." Watching her journey to find her voice and to trust herself as someone who can be a singer-songwriter instead of the person behind the scenes who writes other people's music, is a beautiful full circle sort of story as well. And that show is filled with such incredible songs that everybody knows and loves from her songbook.
And in addition to those three big musicals, Clear Space Theater is also doing a series of cabaret performances featuring some music from Motown, the 80s and 90s, the music of Burt Bacharach, the disco era, a performance based on letters written by the great Stephen Sondheim over the course of his career. And these performances are in a more intimate setting where we can get a better sense of the performer themselves than you might when they're appearing in a big stage production, right?
That's exactly true. I think what's beautiful about the cabaret model is what a performer is providing to an audience is entirely driven by their personal interests, their passions, their joys. You know, oftentimes, whether it's Eden or Nick Rodriguez or Nina West, who we presented earlier in the summer, you're seeing these performers often in these very large stages at a very great distance. But Clear Space is really unique in our community because we're such an intimate venue. We seat 170 people. So when you're coming to one of these performances at Clear Space in the summer, you are truly up close and personal with some extraordinarily talented individuals, whether it's in our cabarets or it's in any of our productions over the course of the summer. But you definitely feel that intimacy in a very personal way during the cabarets, because it's the performer, it's the pianist, and it's you, the audience. There's not a lot of other layers of costumes and sets and, you know, complicated lighting design and so forth. You're really just getting to immerse yourself in sort of the mind and the artistry of these wonderful, wonderful performers.
And it also strikes me the performer in a cabaret show isn't playing a role. It's the performer presenting maybe a little bit more of themselves.
Correct. I think that what you definitely will see, especially with both Nicholas Rodriguez and with Ines Espinosa later this summer, is a chance for them to kind of peel back the onion and give you a sense of why the music that they perform matters to them. It is a it's something that I think is both very touching, very personal, and also very special and unique.
Okay, so musicals, cabaret shows, and also some programming for the young folks as well. I'd like to hear about the kid shows that you're doing this summer.
So, a big piece of what we do in the summer every year is what we call our Saturday Morning Children's Theater Series. And that runs every Saturday at 11 a.m. And it's an opportunity for young audiences, really the youngest of audiences, to come and experience theater for the first time. So, we've got one show this year. If you can picture the title for Alice in Wonderland, but imagine Alice has been crossed out by some mice and instead scrawled above Alice, it says Mouses in Wonderland, because it's the story of the mice in Wonderland and how their lives are affected when Alice drops in for the day. It is fun, it is zany, and it's a different take on sort of the Alice in Wonderland story that, you know, in the way that Wicked retells the story of the Wizard of Oz from Elphaba's point of view, this is sort of retelling the story of Alice in Wonderland from, you know, some mice who just want to have a tea party, some mice who just want to not be late for where they need to be, and don't know what to do with this young woman who drops in. The other piece is called School for Little Mermaids, and it's of course inspired by the story of the Little Mermaid, but it sort of flashes back to before there was Ursula, before there was a prince, where Ariel and her sisters were in school together, and what it means to sort of be the youngest of a school of siblings trying to sort of find your way and make sense of what the first day of school might be like. So they're both very sweet stories. What we love about producing these for young audiences is the actors in these shows, unlike the rest of our summer season, are members of our teen ensemble that are part of our education program in our arts institute. So there's a little bit of a greater sense of connectivity to be able to see the potential for yourself to be on stage one day as a performer, potentially. They can even sit on the stage the way that we set the show up, so they can be very close to the action and have a very sort of a very intimate experience as a young person to be right there, almost in the heart of the play with the performers that are there on stage with them.
And that's actually a great segue, because one of the things that Clear Space is known for is the outreach that you do. And I wonder if you could talk a little bit about what's going on this summer when it comes to education and outreach.
Sure. So our Arts Institute is central to the mission of Clear Space Theater Company. It is just as sort of equal in our thinking as all of the main stage programming we do for audiences throughout the year. We run summer camps every summer. We've got a summer musical theater intensive series, and we also have an acting intensive that's offered each summer. Earlier this summer, we did a camp with grades 1 through 3, and they did The Jungle Book. This week's camp is grades 4 through 6. They're doing The Wizard of Oz. Later in the summer, we've got one camp for grades 7 through 12 that's doing Grease. And then another camp, which is our audition-only camp for grades 7 through 12, that's doing a reasonably new Broadway musical called Something Rotten, which should be a whole lot of fun for everybody. And then outside the summer, come the fall, our Arts Institute offers regular programs for very young potential theater makers called Babies on Broadway, starting with folks who are age 3. Our Broadway-bound program starts with grades 1 and continues through grade 8. Then we have another program called Spotlighting Young Performers, which allows young people through an audition process to be able to produce their own original piece of theater with a completely professional set design, costume design, lighting design experience. But over the course of the 10 or 12 weeks of the program, they're able to learn every piece of the rehearsal process. And this year in the fall, our Spotlight Young Performers production will be Annie. So it's a great sort of complement of opportunities for young people. We also in the fall offer a program called Broadway Legends for retired adults. It's a little bit like fantasy football for theater, where folks can come in and they have a somewhat similar experience what our Spotlight program is, where at the end of the 10-week program, they get to produce an abridged version of a musical. They have a wonderful time being part of that. And it's something that we think is critical for the health and life of our community to kind of further this effort here in Sussex County to create more blue zones that help retired adults better connect with one another and build community to lead to stronger health outcomes as members of the community here in Sussex County do age. It's a way for us to build community for that piece of Sussex County as well.
All right, a very busy summer at Clear Space Theater. Joe Fowler, thank you so much for spending a little bit of time with us.
Of course. Have a great day.
Thanks to Clear Space Theater Company's Managing Director, Joe Fowler, and our Martin Matheny for joining us on this edition of Arts Playlist. You can find out more about all of Clear Space Theater's shows at clearspacetheater.org. And the Green concludes in a moment with Enlighten Me, where our University of Delaware summer intern Brendan Patterson delves into the power and purpose of public art in Newark. You're listening to The Green on Delaware Public Media.